Chapter 15, Data Management Applications. Nowadays, data is like gold, and the veracity and accuracy of datasets is paramount. The immutability of blockchain datasets promises innovations for how the data management industry does business in the cloud. Resume credentials. It is not uncommon for employees to fake experience and work history on their resumes when applying for jobs. Blockchain technology could combat this problem by giving potential employers the ability to record and verify the actual employment dates of potential job candidates on the blockchain. Companies could create timestamp transactions that indicate the start date and end date of an employee's tenure. The cryptocurrency address for a particular employer could be recorded on the blockchain also, or be accessible via their official website, so third parties could be fairly confident that the owner of the corresponding private key was actually the owner. The timestamp on the blockchain actually verifies the date the entry was created, proving that the record of the employment position wasn't added later dishonestly. Potential employers would then be able to look up the work histories of potential job candidates and be fairly confident in regard to the accuracy of their employment record. These histories could be stored forever, provided that the blockchain infrastructure utilized is still in existence. Intellectual property management. In the digital age, while an entire economy has been created for buying and selling digital content, creators have been left behind, losing control of their creations once they've been uploaded and shared over the internet. For these digital copyright holders, it isn't easy to track copyright royalties and misuse. Eastman Kodak has thus developed Kodak One, an imaging rights management platform for photographers that's integrated into the Ethereum blockchain via the Kodak Coin cryptocurrency. Once the platform is launched, rights holders will be able to upload their images to the database where the copyright will be saved onto the blockchain, allowing the holder to securitize and monetize it as an asset. The licensee of an image will pay in Kodak coins and the rights holder will be compensated in Kodak coins. It will be possible to either sell the coins on a cryptocurrency exchange or use the coins on the Kodak One marketplace to purchase discounted equipment and services aimed at creatives in the photography industry. The platform already has a worldwide network of photographers, agencies, and publishers, and it intends to launch with over 10 million images already registered. To enforce the copyright claims of its rights holders, the platform will utilize web crawlers that will search the internet for images registered on the blockchain-based copyright database, flagging images that are licensed and executing copyright claims. Until now, there has been no common rights management platform that supervises image licensing globally. Many internet users are ignorant about the copyright laws governing the use of images on the web. So images are often acquired by image searches and used without permission despite the existence of applicable copyrights. Creators miss out on a significant amount of income as a result, but there is no easy way for them to realistically manage the licensing of their creations and prevent illegal use. The blockchain copyright database will be immutable and also maintain a record on legitimate licensing for registered legal users. Anyone will be able to access the records to verify an image's copyright status. The blockchain could also be used to register patent applications and evidence of prior art. Simply uploading a digital file hash on a timestamped blockchain transaction is enough for an app to create irrefutable and verifiable proof that a certain form of intellectual property existed at a certain point in time. Verification just requires comparing the hash of the locally stored file with the hash stored on the blockchain. If the hashes match, prior existence is verified. Hotel vacancy management. Australian travel booking firm Webjet has been developing a blockchain solution with Microsoft called ResChain that combats data exchange issues within the travel industry. When travelers are booking hotel rooms online, there are often errors as many companies process innumerable data handovers. In fact, as many as 1 in 10 bookings requires human intervention because of mistakes that occur during the booking process, given every booking can involve as many as 5 different transactions as millions of travelers utilize the same system at once. Creating an immutable distributed ledger on the Ethereum blockchain means that providers are able to rely on a single source of truth for whether a hotel room is vacant or not on a particular date, thus avoiding double booking and other discrepancies. Webjet has already signed up several of their clients for the pilot project. Decentralized data storage. With the advent of Uber and Airbnb, the internet-based sharing economy has taken off, allowing people to share underutilized assets with strangers for profit. What about hard drive space? Most people have excess hard disk space that isn't being used that could potentially bring in revenue if it were possible to connect with a buyer. Fee-free decentralized file storage has been around for decades in the form of distributed hash table type clients like Kazaa, LimeWire, and BitTorrent, which have mostly been used for illegal file downloading. The user retrieves the key to access and locate a particular file by looking it up on the distributed hash table hosted on one of the many nodes. However, the problem is that these systems aren't incentivized, and if the file you want isn't popular, it can be very difficult to find a seeder who is online, making file access unreliable and slow. The introduction of blockchain-based cryptocurrency compensation to the model creates an added incentive for the file seeder to be online as often as possible. Currently, there are a number of projects like Storge, Sia, MadeSafe, and Filecoin who are focused on solving the distributed file storage methodology. The decentralized storage network is currently being tested and consists of farmers, those people with excess disk space who act as hosts by providing that space, and renters, people seeking to rent excess disk space on the cloud. The farmers download an application called DriveShare that partitions their disk drive so they can specify exactly how much space is available for rent and how much bandwidth the renters may use. Unlike cloud hosting services like Dropbox or Google Drive, the data stored on the storage cloud can't be accessed or altered by the farmers. In fact, all files are sharded with 6 duplicates created and stored on the network by multiple hosts for added resilience. No complete files are stored on any one disk drive, so renters can rest assured that their data won't be stolen or used for nefarious purposes. While the system has its own Ethereum-based token, aptly named Storge, it's not used for all transactions. The payment system isn't decentralized, and users actually pay Storge with a credit card for all the space and bandwidth they use every month. Renters are charged about 1.5 cents per gigabyte of storage per month, and 5 cents per gigabyte downloaded. If a renter stops paying for the storage, their files are automatically forgotten by the network. The farmers are then paid by Storge from Storage Lab's own store of storage tokens that can then be sold on cryptocurrency exchanges at prevailing market prices, which hopefully covers their hardware, electricity, and bandwidth costs. Currently, the largest farmers on the network provide about 25 terabytes of hard disk space, while the smallest provide as little as 250 gigabytes. The main benefit compared to centralized cloud services is speed. The developers are aiming for the speed to be 10 times as fast as current cloud solutions, and theoretically the network can download as fast as your maximum bandwidth. It has been road tested to as fast as 30 gigabytes per second. The network is currently undergoing tests with a limited group of users and is expected to launch in the not too distant future. Sia is another more decentralized file storage platform. It has its own proof-of-work blockchain that stores all the storage and file sharding details and is mined for profit. Miners are compensated with Sia block rewards that they can sell onto renters of the network on cryptocurrency exchanges. The renters spend this currency to pay for drive space provided by farmers. The Sia coin price is determined by market forces. Thus, the network doesn't have a single point of failure like Storge. MadeSafe is a similar project that has been under development since 2006, before blockchains were even invented. Although the project has raised a lot of money, they have been slow to market and still don't have a working prototype. The Filecoin project had a massive ICO fundraise in 2017. Based on IPFS, interplanetary file storage, it resembles a BitTorrent swarm. However, while it has been eagerly anticipated, it is still a work in progress. Although many of these decentralized cloud projects are promising higher speeds than traditional centralized cloud services, they also have a number of drawbacks inherent to their design. Although the files are encrypted and sharded, technology develops so rapidly that what we regard as safe encryption standards today may not be adequate in 50 years' time. Quantum computers are already under development, and that could easily break any encryption standard that is in widespread use today. Thus, it's conceivable that the encrypted scans of private love letters that you stored on your decentralized cloud space this week may be accessed by someone with a quantum computer in 2050. It is also difficult to guarantee that some file you saved on the decentralized cloud isn't actually deleted. And while it's impossible to guarantee that a centralized cloud service like Google Drive is ethically managing your online files, the chance is smaller compared to a service that randomly distributes your files to complete strangers. There is also the possibility that the file space is used for illegal purposes like child pornography or illegal downloading, which may put the host in legal trouble, especially in Europe, where the GDPR, right to be forgotten laws, have already come into full force. It is also more than likely that just as Bitcoin mining has become extremely centralized in the hands of large miners who invest in huge data centers, distributed file clouds could become centralized as the competition increases. Medical records. Throughout one's life, we visit numerous health practitioners that have different record-keeping IT systems that don't necessarily interoperate with one another. Medical records are often fragmented, which makes them difficult to access for more accurate diagnosis of a patient's ailments. While there are certain government initiatives to compile all this information, like the Australian government's My Health Record project, the prevailing system architecture is centralized and requires patients to trust governments not to misuse the data or provide it to third parties without the patient's permission. A blockchain-based system provides a way for the data to be recorded by multiple unrelated parties, with patients maintaining control over their own information. By encrypting the data on the blockchain, doctors would only be able to access it with the permission provided by the patient possessing the private key. The actual blockchain may just contain a series of encrypted hashes on-chain for documents that are stored off-chain. The record would also be permanent, with no possibility of unauthorized tampering by a hostile third party. Next episode of WTF is Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency and blockchain guide for dinner parties, we'll be reading Chapter 16, Black Market and Shady Applications, and we'll focus on the challenges for society and law enforcement as cryptocurrencies and blockchains facilitate unregulated gambling, prediction markets, bribery, illicit finance, and unregulatable social media. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't hesitate to like, comment, subscribe, and share this podcast with anyone you think will enjoy it. It really helps us reach a much larger audience.